All right, moving right on. We are now joined by the driver of the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, Ty Gibbs. Once again, we'll go ahead and hit straight into questions. We'll go to Steven up here first.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Ty, yesterday in Xfinity qualifying, I saw you hanging out with the 54 team and Taylor Gray's guys. Obviously you're the listed owner of that car now. So what has it been like 2 weeks into the season, kind of having your ownership hat on, being that involved over in the Xfinity garage?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I'm not a whole lot involved, but definitely would like to, you know, help our guys out. And the 54 is a very special number to me, of course. And it's just fun to be around them. And to help Taylor out and the guys out is really fun. But also to kind of get a feel for looking at it from a different perspective, I think is helpful to me. And just hanging out and watching some racing.
You've kind of been involved in that way for a while on the ARCA side of things. How similar or different is it to do that at the Xfinity level now?
Yeah, well, of course it's a level above, but I think they all equally work as hard. I think our ARCA guys are a very special group of guys, and they've been working together for a long time. And I always loved racing with them and miss that. But I think Xfinity is of course a little bit a level up. But I think we're all racing is racing and trying to make the best of it.
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah. We'll go to Jacob, and then we'll go to Daniel over here.
Jacob, C1 Race Face Digital. Ty, to follow up on what Steven was asking, how did that conversation start? Was that you approaching your granddad and everybody at JGR saying, this is something I'd like to do? Was it JGR coming to you and saying, hey, this is what we're thinking as far as the ownership side?
Well, of course, I would love to have the 54 legacy, the number go on and not stop. And in 2023, it wasn't there, or 2024, it wasn't there, and 2023. But Taylor came to me asking me, if he could run the number. And I was like, yes, for sure. And I grew up around the Gray family too. So it definitely would be really special if Taylor could do it. Of course, that was going to happen. And then, of course, I was like, well, the 54 is really special to me, and I would love to, be part of that and see what I could do to just, help and get back to, my family that's gave so much for me. So I think it all just worked out. But it's been really special. And I really appreciate, being just a little part of it.
And for you specifically on the Cup side, you guys are debuting new partnership this week. And it's a bit of a different look. You've had the Monster colors so much for the early part of your Cup career. But how important is it for the 54 Cup team to be able to bring on new partners in a time like this where we're seeing, we saw FedEx on Denny's car, dip away, but you guys are adding more and more.
For sure. It's really special to have Saia come on board. This is basically their home track. They're based out of Georgia up the street, but it's super special to me. And I'm really appreciative of the opportunity that, run these colors and to be a part of it, but also that, be able to get to know those guys. I think they're like Ray and the guys are just awesome and Mona are great. And to be able to run these colors is super special. I feel like I see the Saia trucks on the highway like everywhere. I think we all do. So it's really cool to run it. And, hopefully this turns into a long relationship, and I think it will. And I think that I'm excited to run it. So it's going to be really special.
We're going to go over here to Daniel up in the back.
Dale McFadden, FrenchStretch.com. Ty, we're now entering the fourth year of racing at this track under this configuration. What has surprised you about what it takes to get around this track and compete in the draft compared to Talladega or Daytona?
Well, the surface is wearing out, which I think is good. So hopefully they'll let us go back to full power eventually one day. But it's been cool. It's been a lot different. Of course, I never got the race at the previous Atlanta, which I really wish I did. Because that place seemed really fun, but it's definitely surprised me how much it's kind of worn out, which might play in our favor. But I don't know how much longer we'll be, packed up together so close because the surface is so worn out. But I think of course in the spring race like here or the winter race, it's really cold out, of course. So that tends to be higher speeds and more grip. But in the summer in a couple of years, I don't know. Maybe it's gonna be so worn out we don't really run close together. But I don't know. What surprised me is I've I think I wreck like 6-7 times every time I come here, and I finish like 9th. So that surprised me. that's my answer.
Have any other questions for Ty today? All right, well, Ty, thanks for coming in, and good luck tomorrow.
Awesome, thanks.